Alaska, as a whole, is a seismically dynamic area. With its moving fault lines and plate tectonics, it's prone to earthquakes and volcanic activity. This year, Port Hedden has seen an unusual number of earthquakes since April. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Earthquakes have rattled through Port Hedden more often than usual this year. Michael West is the state seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Center. He took a look to compare this year's quake numbers with other years.
If we look back over the past 15 years or so at earthquake activity in the area of Port Hedden that's shallow in the earth, what we can say is that the vast majority of those, meaning more than half of those, have occurred thus far in 2016.
West calls this uptake in earthquakes in the area a swarm.
Sometimes a fault will rupture in a single significant earthquake, but other times faults will rupture in a lot of smaller earthquakes. And we call those earthquake swarms, or you can think of it as like a little cluster of earthquakes that added together might sort of be equivalent to a single larger earthquake.
This swarm, says West, began abruptly on April 2nd this year, with an earthquake of a magnitude of 6.2.
Following that, there was a rather normal, expected sequence of aftershocks, that is, hundreds of smaller earthquakes, maybe magnitude 3s, a few magnitude 4s, in response to that earthquake. But the earthquakes in that area have continued over the recent months and kind of peaked again in the summer and are continuing on into today, though at a somewhat lesser rate than this summer.
Sometimes, West says, swarms stop abruptly, but more often they fade away. And while the earthquakes in the Port Hedden area seem to have been decreasing since August, it's also possible that they could pick up again. It's tricky to know where the swarms are headed. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.